Good morning, ladies.
早上好，姐妹们。
It's so good to have each one of you here.
很高兴我们大家都能来上线。
I trust that you're all well and happy in Jesus.
我都相信大家在主耶稣里都很好，都很开心。
We're just going to talk to the Lord for a moment.
我们一起来到主面前来祷告。
Father, as we come to you this morning, we come as your children.
父啊，我们作为你的孩子，今天早晨来到你的面前。
We need your help in every area of our life.
我们生活的方方面面真的都需要你的帮助。
And we need your help particularly today as we listen and as we, Lord, you open some truths to our heart.
今天我们特别需要你的帮助，当我们听你的话语，当我们看到一些特别的领域的时候。
May thy spirit be with us.
愿你的圣灵和我们同在。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
Well, today will be a little different. I spoke to you last week about making us watchmen. And I spoke about how...Actually,
我们上次讲到说我们如何就是做一个守望者，所以这个系列的讲到跟以前有些不同。
That actually, when Israel became a nation, it seemed like prophecy began to move once again.
就是当以色列重新复国的时候，在1948年，那好像这个预言就开始重新，就是开始成就。
But actually today I want to tell you a bit about our United States.
但是今天我要来谈一下美国。
There are some things that you may not really understand or realize what has brought us to where we are today.
可能有些你不太了解到底是发生了什么让美国沦落到今天这个地步。
I have to confess to you, America is so different today than when I was growing up.
我必须要承认现在的美国跟我从小长大的时候那时候的美国是完全不同的。
Now they have a saying that Israel was called by God,But America chose God.
那有一种说法就是以色列是被神所呼召的，但是所拣选的，但是美国却选择了神。
Let me explain that to you because it was when our first settlers came from Europe to settle here in America, this began.
然后呢，让我来解释一下，就是第一批从欧洲来的这个定居者他们来到美国的时候就是这样开始的。
This was the second group that had come.
他们是第二批来到美国新大陆的这群人。
These, many of these on this little boat were Christians.
那在这个五月花上的船上的这个很多都是基督徒。
They had been persecuted in England.They had been persecuted in Ireland and Holland, and now when they had the chance to go to the New World, a group of them went on a very small boat across a very big ocean.
然后呢，他们是这群基督徒呢，他们在英国被逼迫，在荷兰被逼迫，所以当他们有机会来到美国这个新大陆的时候呢，那就有一群人，他们就坐了一个很小的船，然后穿过这样一个浩瀚的大西洋。
After a storm, it seemed like it wasn't the area they were heading for, but a storm knocked them off course, and they landed in Massachusetts.
他们碰到了就是风暴，本来他们是，所以呢，他们就没有那个船就没有停在他们本来要计划要去的地方，而是去了马萨。
But while they were just coming in.And could see the, it's, I'm no doubt was coming in close enough that they could see the land. They got together and they wrote something that they wanted to live by.
然后呢， 在那个就是那个陆地呢已经在他们的眼能看见的地方，但是还没有登还没有到达的时候呢，他们就写了一个公约，就是说他们到这里他们会怎么样生活的一个约定。
So they wrote what they call the Make Love Compact, and that was that they were staging, that they were going to base everything on the laws and how they were going to rule themselves when they got there by the laws of God.
然后呢，这个公约就称为五月花号约定。那他们就说，他们到这里来生活，他们都要他们的法则都是要基于神的律法。
So we see for the next, well, 14, 15, 16, what we see for the next about 300 years, it was a hardship building a new nation, making friends with the Indians, building their homes and their towns. But time went by and they finally got to be 13 colonies, which made up our nation.
然后呢，那未来的300年呢，那他们就是一个建立一个新的国家，一个这样的一个艰难。他们要跟印第安人做朋友，然后呢，也是在就是在慢慢的开始安居。那一直到了他们最后呢，他们有了13个这样的一个州，这样的一个城地步。
They had built them up, but England now wanted to.Be more control over them. And the America and the United States at that time did not want them to be in control with them when they had nothing to say about it.
然后呢，他们就有，现在就有，相当于有13个殖民地。那英国呢，就更想更多的控制他们。但是美国呢，他们不想被英国控制，因为他们只能说，他们在英国的这个政治上面的议会中是没有任何发言权。但是英国却可以命令他们一切。
So these 13 colonies, which was comparatively small, faced England, who at that particular time ruled the world. They had taken over many nations across the world, and here these little tiny nation was going to stand up against England.
然后呢，当时呢，这个美国只有大概13个殖民地。那他们所要就是其实是面积是很小的一个力量。那当时的英国呢真的是统治全世界，他们统治了很多的地方。那么这么一个小小的只有13个殖民地的美国，现在就要站起来，就要跟英国对抗，世界上最强大的国家。
Only by God and his wonderful hand of mercy, they defeated that great nation.
只有是依靠神，靠着神怜悯的手，然后他们竟然打败了当时最强大的英国。
Now they had come to the time when they were going to have to build that nation and build a government, and they began to make a deck. They began as a group of men together, began to work, and they finally got the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States.
那现在他们就开始要建立一个新的国家，要有政府。那么这个有一群人，他们就聚在一起，开始来做这个工作。最后呢，他们就有了这个独立宣言和美国的宪法。
And the laws and the judicial was based on the Bible and particularly the Ten Commandments.
那他们的法律呢，和他们的这个司法系统呢，就是。基于神的律法，主要是基于实践。
America, I can say, was a God-fearing nation.
在那个时候呢，这美国是一个敬畏神的国家。
They all were not Christians. They all were not really born again. But it was a spirit that everyone feared God and obeyed these rules that God had set down.
然后呢，当然不是说所有的人都是基督徒或者是重生得救的，但是呢，整个的这个民族的气氛呢，是一个敬畏神的一个这样子一个精神，一个气氛。然后他们也都会去顺服那些法律，那些规定。
And little by little, over the next 200 some years, it built into a great nation, and it became the greatest nation that has ever been in history.
然后呢，就是。在未来的200年呢，就一点一点的 他们就开始就是建造这个建立这个国家，逐渐的呢美国成为了一个很伟大的国家，甚至成为世界上最强大的国家。
Now there were times when sinful men, we had all kinds of disobedience as far as mafias, and we can say a lot of things came in. No one, it was not the sense that everyone was a Christian, but it was a sense that it was a God-fearing nation and lived under the principles of God.
然后呢，当然呢，也有一些坏人啊，罪犯啊，或者是帮派这些人，会捣乱啊，会做就是。会有时候会有一些权利啊，但是呢，整个来讲呢，美国它是一个那个时候是个敬畏神的国家。
But several times when we would get to a low ebb as far as the Christian living type of thing, God sent miraculous revivals.
但是呢，有很多次呢，就是这个基督徒呢，就是整个开始。基督徒的生活开始下降，大家好像就开始冷淡退后，神就真的是送了很奇妙的这种大复兴。
God worked in such a great way that people, even beyond the street, suddenly the Holy Spirit would convict them and they'd be down on their knees praying.
然后神的工作是那样大有能力，那样的奇妙，甚至有的人就在街的对面突然就感觉到圣灵的这种感动，这种就是在他们心里这样的定罪，他们就会跪下来开始忏悔。
And this would revive the church, and once again, it would be a greater spirit of God in the churches and even in the nation.
所以呢，就是教会也得到复兴。从某方面来讲，就是神在更大的程度上在复兴教会，复兴美国。
But then came the Second World War.
然后之后呢，就有了二战。
Our president didn't want us to get into that war.
当时的美国总统并不想参战。
But because the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor, we had to enter that war.
但是因为呢，日本人在珍珠港呢，就是攻击了美国，那美国就必须要参战了。
So we see then between 1940 and 45,We were fighting in the Second World War, both in Japan and Germany.
然后呢，在1940年到1945年的二战期间呢，美国就跟德国和日本打仗。
Now, before this war started, we were not a country that built war materials and great ships and all these things they would need during the war. So when the war hit, this exploded. We had to start factories.We had to start build places to build ships. We had to get war material. And so it seemed like all of a sudden it was factories and factories and factories.
然后在二战之前呢，其实美国并没有什么太多的这种军事力量。那二战之后呢，美国就开始生产这个战舰啊，然后生产各种各样的武器啊。所以就在这个时间呢，二战期间呢，好像美国就一下出现了很多工厂。
Now, many of our young men had to go to war and go to England and go over to Europe into the Japanese area. So many of our men had to go to war.
那时候呢，那很多我们的年轻人呢，就必须他们要去打仗嘛。那很多有的就去了欧洲啊，去了英国或者去了日本占领的地方。
So there wasn't enough men to work in the factories to build the war material.
所以呢，那工厂里边，建造这些武器的工厂里就没有足够的男人。
So for the first time, women had to go to work.
所以呢，这是在美国历史上第一次，这女人就必须要出去工作。
So they had to leave the home, and now we had a force during those years when it was a necessity, it just had to be.
然后那个时候呢，就成了一种必须，就是那女的必须得出去工作。
Actually, even I remember my teacher going into the war factory, and we would have mothers that would come in and teach the class.
然后我记得当时我上学的时候呢，我的老师必须得去，就是工厂去生产武器。那有的就是妈妈们过来代替老师来看着班上。
But finally, the war was over. I can remember I was only 9 years old when the day that we conquered, well, Japan, Europe had already been conquered, but we conquered Japan and the war was altogether over.
然后呢，终于到最后1945年战争结束了，我还记得，那个我才九岁，我们已经在欧洲得胜了，但是最后呢，我们打败了日本，我还记得那个时刻。
I can remember my mother and I going out of our door, and we lived on a street that went right down to the middle of the city, and the cars were going by, and we jumped on one of the running boards. A running board is what they used to have on cars that you could stand on, and mother and I stood on that running board all the way downtown.
然后呢，我就记得我跟妈妈走到街上，那我们是在那个城市的，就是城市中间的，那同时就有个车，那个车后边就有那种后排，你可以站在上面，我们就站在上面，然后大家就开，把我们开到市中心。
As a little girl, I can remember all the dancing and singing and yelling, and man, it was like, it was a wonderful celebration.
然后作为一个九岁的小女孩，我就记得大家又唱又跳又喊的那种，真的是很大的一个庆祝。
After the war, there were all of these factories that they had made and built and were using.
然后呢，在二战之后呢，那就有留下了这很多的工厂，就是当时生产武器啊，这样的这么多的工厂就已经成立了。
So then they turn now those factories into building things that we just didn't have.
然后呢，现在呢，他们就把这个工厂呢，从军用呢转成民用，就开始生产我们从来没有的东西。
So I can remember how that we used to have what we call an ice box. An ice box is where it looked much like a refrigerator, but it was up the top was empty. I can remember a man coming up, bringing a big chunk of ice, putting it in the top of that ice refrigerator.
然后呢，那时候我们就用的就是冰盒。那个冰盒呢，就是像有点像一点冰箱，一个大柜子，那个上边呢就是有很多的冰。我就记得曾经那有人工人送来很大的就是一袋冰。
And then all the time you were emptying the basin at the bottom where the ice was melting.
然后呢，你就因为那个冰在上边嘛，所以你就把那个下边呢都把它弄空，因为冰在化。
But after the World War,we began to see refrigerators. You could buy cars. My father bought a car. They were building houses. Let me tell you, they were building houses all over. It became a boom of just building that part of the economy of America.
然后呢，就是二战之后呢，那他们就开始生产这个建造这个生产冰箱啊。还有车呀，那我还记得我爸爸买的第一辆车，然后呢就开始在各个城镇呢开始建筑。那我记得就像一个经济的一个，好像突然之间一个经济的一个复兴似的，就是经济繁荣。
So we see now that the women who had gotten used to going to the factories when they were building the war things, now they were continuing on.To go to work, leaving the home, going to work, so they could buy these things.
所以呢，在二战期间呢，这个妇女呢就出去到工厂去建造武器。那他们现在呢就习惯了，就继续的出去，在那个工厂里就是出去外出工作，这样他们可以就是挣钱，可以去买这些新的东西，新出产的东西。
I remember the slogan at that time was a dollar down and a dollar a week.
然后 you mean a dollar can make a week?
In other words, when you went to buy something, you only had to put a dollar down and you paid a dollar every week.
Okay. 然后呢
What I'm saying, Lei, is that they made it very cheap.So that you could buy these things on time, we would say. And it was a very cheap payment, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. 就是那时候的那个标语，那个商，就是那个商家推出来的这个口号，就是说你只要放1块钱的定金， 那以后你每个星期呢，你只付一块钱，你就可以用这个东西。有点就是说，那个商家呢，就是让这些东西呢变得很便宜，所以你可以先买来用，然后以后再慢慢付。
This is where the fall started. The slippery slope had begun. It had weakened the family life.
然后呢，其实这个就是美国这个下滑，这个滑落坠落的开始，因为这样的大家出去工作呢，就让家庭变得很，就变得这个家庭就变得很虚，就是比较软弱了，没有就无力了。
So from 1960 and into the 1970s, children were called latchkey children because they would be given the key to come home because neither mom and dad would be there. They would be working.
然后呢，到1960年、1970年的这个年代呢，这孩子们就称为就挂着钥匙的孩子，因为这孩子自己拿着钥匙回到家里边，爸爸妈妈都不在，都在工作。
And even though television was in its infancy, we just had little ones and they only had three stations, but that began to be the trainer of our children, I believe.
然后呢，虽然那时候电视呢只是一个起初的像一个萌芽状态，就像个婴幼儿阶段，但是呢，我觉得他们呢还对孩子们就有很大的影响，他们就变成了开始训练孩子的工具。
During that time, drugs began to just flow in. We had a generation which they called, sorry.
Yeah, 我那个时候就开始出现毒品了。我们有一个世代就称为。
We had a time when our young people, such a group of them, became what we call hippies, long haired, and the music that they began to have, it was, and we could see it was, and sex came in, and the music became a different kind of music, and then we see divorces began to manifest themselves.
然后呢，我们就很快就看到了那个时代的年轻人，我们都听过嬉皮士，然后他们的音乐呢也变了，也是那种不同的那种音乐，然后也开始出现这个性解放运动，很快我们就看到这个结果。
To show you how God-fearing America was, it wasn't until 1950 that they opened up stores on Sunday.
就是我要看那神是怎么对这个来看这个呢，直到1950年之前呢，这个美国的商店星期天都是不开门的。
We had what we call blue laws, and it was on the books of the law you couldn't open your store on Sunday.
那个称为就是蓝法，就是这个蓝法就是规定你商店在星期天是不可以开门的。
But you know, this is where it all began, like I said, it began.Because in the 1950s, they opened the doors because women and husbands worked these shifts and they needed Sunday to shop on.
然后呢，那这个如何就是开始的呢？就是因为男人、女人都要出去工作，他们一周工作嘛，那他们就需要在周末的时候去买东西，就要求这个星期天开门。
And this began of the fall.Within our law system.
所以呢，这个就开始了我们这个司法系统、法律系统的一个下滑、一个堕落。
Now, as a child, and pretty much my whole, what was, it was pretty much, it was all my school life. In the mornings, we would salute the flag, sing probably a song, and then we would pray, and we would read the Bible. And that's what we did every morning.
那时候我上小学的时候呢，我们每天早晨都是这样开始的，就是我们向国旗致敬，然后呢，我们就唱一首歌，然后呢，我们就祷告，然后就开始读圣经。
Now the first thing our government did that began at the fall of our slippery slope was they took the prayers out of school in 1962. You could not pray anymore in school.
然后呢，这个政府所做的第一步的就是这个，就是开始了让美国往这个往好像一个下坡似的往下滑，就是在1962年，他们禁止学校祷告，在学校里祷告。
Then in 1963, They removed the Bible reading out of school. We can no longer have Bible reading in school.
然后在1963年呢，他们就不许在学校读圣经。
So you see slowly how they were, from the children up, they were pushing God out, beginning to push God out.
你们看到没有？他们就是开始慢慢的，他们就开始把神呢给从孩子开始，他们把神他们那边给推出去。
10 years later, in 1973, we legalized killing and murdering our babies.
然后在1967、1973年呢，他们就开始就是使这个堕胎呢杀害婴儿为合法。
From that time until now, we have killed near 60 million babies.
从那个时候到现在，我们已经杀害了6000万的婴孩。
I doubt if we put all the pagan countries and all the years back then when the pagans would sacrifice babies, that there would have been any more than what we have killed.
就是在过去的世代，当那些外邦人他们真的是用婴孩来献祭的时候，他们所献上的这个就是这个孩童的这个数，杀害的婴孩的数目可能也没有美国这么多，美国堕胎法律成立之后这么多。
So we see about 7 years later, they remove the Ten Commandments from public. All those Ten Commandments that were on the buildings, on the legal building, and so all of them were removed.
然后呢，到了1980年，又过了7年，他们就把所有的这种公众的这种场所的这个所有的这个实践，都把它给挪去了。
We actually had laws against homosexuals back then.
我们you mean from back when, like when the United States started?
Well, until 2003, they hadn't even, we just accepted that it was illegal, it was wrong, it couldn't be done until about 2003.
Okay, 在OK, 直到2003年之前呢，其实还是有法律，就是说他不应该把这个实践给挪开。
Now, states had began in their own states to recognize homosexuality, homosexual couples, but we see that in 2003, Texas was one of those states, many states did, they had laws against it, and somebody took them to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court stood up for the homosexuals in Texas.
然后呢，就是在各个州呢，就开始其实开始就慢慢的就是对这个同性恋的婚姻合法化。那但是各个州实际上是有这个法律，就是是反，就是阻止，就是不承认这个同性恋的。那当时在2003年的时候呢，就有人呢就把这个在把德州的这个一个法律就是反对同性恋法律的告到了最高法院，那最高法院呢就跟这个同性恋的这个婚姻呢站在一起，就把那条法律给废除了。
10 years later, the United States courts said that all over that any homosexual couple that lived together, we had to give them their social security and that kind of benefits that you give to husbands and wives.So slowly, they are giving in to the homosexuals.
然后又过了十年，到了2013年，那美国的联邦法律呢，就规定，就是说，那你对于这个同性恋的住在一起的这样的，你要给他同样的这种福利，比如说，你不管是夫妻这样正常的夫妻在一起的这个社会安全，就是就是各方面的这个福利，他们都要享有。
So by 2015.They had struck down, and now homosexuals were now approved by nationwide as husbands and wives.
然后呢，这到了2015年呢，就这个联邦政府就说，他们就说现在这个同性恋的这个伴侣这个婚姻，他们就是全国都要承认是合法的。
You can see little by little them getting away from God.
你们可以看到，就是说一点一点的，他们就离神越来越远。
You see, it's one thing for the people to be ones that don't obey God and don't do what God wants them to do. But when a nation begins to legalize it against God, you can see that this becomes something that God is going to eventually make us face.
然后呢，你如果是个人的话，他不想听神的话，他就是跟神，就是不想听神的话，不想照神说的去做是一回事。但是当整个一个国家，他开始合法化，就是跟神相对应，跟神相违背，相对抗的这些东西的时候，那我们现在就看，就要面对这个后果。
And so we see in 2011, before the homosexuals were given that particular freedom, in 9/11, for the first time, we never thought it could ever happen. Someone came from a foreign country and attacked us.
所以呢，在美国这个同性恋婚姻完全合法化之前呢，这些往前推进之前，我们看到在2001年911事件。
As an American, you can remember.
从来没有想过会在美国会发生这样的事情。
As an American, you can remember because when you heard that, I can still remember exactly where I was. We were in the car, Dorothy and I, going to a women's meeting when it happened. And it just struck us so hard. It was something after that, many people went to church. Those couple weeks after that,Oh, the people went to church. Amazing Grace was the song that you sang, but it didn't last very long.
然后，作为美国人，我们都记得那个911发生的时候，我们听到那个消息的时候，那一刻，我记得当时我是跟师母，我们两个是要参加妇女会，然后就在车上我们听到这样，在这个911事件之后呢，那好多人都去教会了，然后大家也唱这个奇异恩典，但是呢，这个却没有持续很久。
And for the next 20 years, there has been no sense of true repentance, no going back and saying, these laws are against God, let's take these things out of our laws, none of that. And so we see then 20 years later, there were 4 years that God seemed to give us a chance to do the right thing. And that was when Trump came in. And I'm not being political, but I'm just saying that's when Trump came in.
然后呢，那就看到这个未来的二十年呢，并没有911之后二十年，并没有真正的悔改，也没有说哦，这些法律是跟神作对的，是背逆神的，我们应该把这些法律废除。然后就到现在，那中间最后有四年，我不是说是讲政治，就是神又给了机会，让我们就是说可以做正确的事情，那就是当川普总统上台的时候。
He was against abortion. He spoke against abortion and the abortion, what shall I say, they began to work harder. They were almost up to the time when the Supreme Court was going to review about abortion when he was taken out of office.
然后呢，他是反对堕胎的，那他也很，就是说，他们到了，就是工作，努力到一个程度，几乎是就是要这个最高法院可能会就是拒绝这个堕胎，然后在这个时候呢，那 Trump 就是下台了。
And then he made, of course, a wonderful prophecy come true when he made Jerusalem the capital of Israel.
然后在那个时候呢 ，Trump 在做总统的时候，他也让他承认了耶路撒冷是以色列的首都。
He tried to clean up the corruption, the clean up the swamp, as he called it.
他想要就是把这个弄干，抽干沼泽地。
And for those 4 years, prosperity became, it just seemed like for those 4 years, the greatest prosperity we've seen for a long time, for a while, came in those 4 years.
那也就是说在他做总统的4年期间，看起来美国很长时间你没有见过了这种繁荣又出现了。
But you see, there was no returning to God. There was no real repentance. No law. And we're still going on the same way.
但是却没有说就是回转，也没有真正的对神的就是这种对神的这种悔改，也没有改变任何的法律，还是就是有这还是有这种往前走。
So we have to recognize that over these last 7 or 8 months, we have never, I have never, now you may not understand, but I have never seen the things that's happened over these 8 months. And for a long, if ever, it's been a long time. It seems like there is a, what shall I say? It's getting faster. It's ratcheting the things that's going down, calling evil good and good evil, and bringing in programs that is hurting and different things that's happening. We see, it's almost to me unbelievable. But this has been the falling of America. And now we're to the place, my people, who only knows what God has ahead for us.
Okay. 这个呢,就是,可能是你们不一定能感受到，就是不一定这样感觉，但是对我来讲，这在我的一生中，这过去七八个月所发生的事情是我从来没有见过的。然后就好像美国一个加速度的一个下滑，然后就是称恶为善，称善为恶，然后他们也开始引进来一些新的这个项目啊，或者什么什么东西，就是来加速来伤害老百姓。
I hope now you have a greater understanding of your adopted nation.
如果你是就是说你是不是在这里出生，你是后来就是作为移民来到这个国家，就是你是这是你的第二你现在第二故乡的话，你可以对美国的历史有个更清楚的了解。
And you can begin to understand to see how America that they chose God, but how America now.Has turned their back on God.
然后呢，我希望就是你们能看到，就是说本来是美国选择了神，但是现在他们却背向神，背逆神。
I've been a little long, I'm sorry, but I hope that you've got something out of this. And another time when I speak to you, we'll talk a little bit more about the signs of the times.
然后呢，我可能讲的有点长了，那我希望你能对美国的这个堕落呢有一些了解。那下一次我们再讲的时候呢，我们就来讲这个时代的这些一些症状。
Father, we do pray for our nation. We pray for our people.
我们为国家来祷告。
We pray that somehow they will see what's happening and begin to repent.
帮助他们真的是能看到所发生的一切，真的是可以悔改。
God bless our wonderful women that are here.
求神祝福我们其中的每一位。
And help them, Lord, to draw closer and closer to you.
帮助他们越来越靠近你。
For it may not be long before you come back to get us.
也许不是很久你就会再来带我你会来召唤我们回家。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名求 ,amen.